good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren. Listen, as the festive season approaches, people are winding down the year. Mm-hmm. As you know, they're winding down with parties and gatherings that often involve drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. And while many people are responsible and don't drive while under the influence of alcohol, there are many who still flout the laws and get behind the wheels of cars drunk. So the Metro Police say that these are the people that they are targeting in ongoing roadblocks around Durban. And the acting head of Metro Police, Steve Middleton, launched a campaign earlier this year to rid our roads of drunk drivers. And he said that his team go out every weekend and they set up roadblocks to curb the scourge. And despite the number of arrests every week, Middleton says they are definitely winning the war. I caught up with Senior Superintendent Prabhu Suprasad, who painted the picture for us. Superintendent Suprasad, how are you gearing up to make the roads a lot safer during this festive season?
Well, what we have done is that we have conducted visible policing also with blue light patrols around. We have looked at all the routes around the city through our CCTV camera room, and we are monitoring the routes and also some of the routes within the CBD itself.
What is the purpose of the ongoing roadblocks around Durban?
I think the main purpose of these roadblocks is to conduct these roadblocks in the high accident zones, in the hotspot areas within the city where we have identified that there are drivers who are driving whilst under the influence of alcohol.
And so these are conducted generally at night?
Yes, these are conducted mostly at night, but what we have also done is we have some good stats coming to us during the day.
Right. So what are some of the contraventions that you found?
Okay, we have found at roadblocks, obviously, the driving whilst under the influence of alcohol, and we have noticed recently that there are females that are actually caught driving whilst under the influence of alcohol. There are also unlicensed drivers, unlicensed motor vehicles, there are unroadworthy motor vehicles, there are unlicensed and stolen firearms in these vehicles at the roadblock, stolen motor vehicles as well, drivers with outstanding warrants or unpaid fines. There's also stolen property recovered, narcotics which are recovered at roadblocks. So these are even some of the stuff that we actually found in the roadblock.
And what is the penalty for drunk driving these days?
Well, the penalty is determined by the magistrate or the National Prosecution Authority. Depending on the driver who has been arrested, if he's a habitual offender, then he'll get a harsher sentence. That's one example.
So there are all these roadblocks, right, around with their curbing the crime, but Metro Police have discovered a possible leak in their department, with allegations emerging that one of their own is passing on information on the location of these roadblocks to certain members of the public. And this information in turn makes its way onto social media groups and is passed on in an effort to get people to avoid these routes after night out.
And so you're warning all the people with illegal firearms in their cars, people drinking, driving, criminals, maybe post-burglaries, you're warning all of these people that there's a roadblock coming up ahead.
Exactly. And coming up, I speak to Superintendent Prabhu about this.
I want to ask you this, right? Do you are you on a WhatsApp group where people give you a heads up, or on any form of social media, people tell you there is a roadblock or they give you a bit of a warning? What do you do when you see that, knowing full well that this is not good?
Still the best.
Darren, yeah, what I do is I normally choose another route so I don't go through the roadblock.
Mm-hmm. If they send me a warning like that, I would actually say thank you. Like, if you're driving on the road and you see a traffic officer on the side of the road, mm-hmm. you warn the other people, slow down, there's a traffic officer there, you're going to get a fine. So thank you for that.
Sensing a trend here.
Good morning, guys. In all honesty, when I do hear about roadblocks, I tend to dodge those roads. And my only reason is because police and law enforcement has become so corrupt these days that I've been on the receiving end of people, of cops making their own rules. So just to avoid all the hassle and unhappiness, I avoid the roadblocks.
I don't buy that.
Okay, that's second one is a topic for another day. But those first two, you know, you go and avoid the roadblock. And this is what freaks me out. We get these massive numbers of fatalities on our roads during the festive season, especially
like if
here.
If it's
especially here in KZN. And what's the first thing we hear all of the public crying out? We need more police, we need more roadblocks. Then we get the roadblocks and you tell people about them. I don't know what to do.
So, well, therein lies the problem. Warning your friends of the location of roadblocks, the Metro Police say, is illegal and constitutes defeating the ends of justice. And if caught and their investigation finds that you are the originator of that post, they will prosecute you to the full extent of the law. Superintendent, what is your response to the fact that people are warning others of these locations of these roadblocks on social media?
It is an offense because it is defeating the ends of justice. We want to reduce the accident rate in the Tukwini area, and therefore we are holding all these roadblocks. But if somebody goes onto social media and posts the roadblock location, it just defeats the whole object of us holding a roadblock.
Yeah, but the thing is, I could leave a nightclub with a couple of my friends and say if I leave a little earlier and they're behind me and I go through the roadblock, and if I just inform them, you might want to take a different route, or you might want to avoid this roadblock. I mean, how's that defeating the ends of justice?
Well, if you go onto social media and you post the location of the roadblock, you are actually informing the driver or your friend or whoever to take an alternate route, not to use the route where the roadblock is.
So, I mean, would I not be well within my right to do that?
I mean, you may be within your right, but I would say if you're going to post something on social media and post the roadblock is held at a certain location, then you are actually defeating the ends of justice.
Okay. And what are the repercussions if one is caught warning people of roadblocks on social media?
Well, the matter will be investigated fully, both internally and externally. In other words, we'll be looking at the source of the information, and we will open a charge at the police station, and we'll ask them to put it before court.
The allegation is there is a nightclub owner in particular, in one instance, that is getting his information from one of your very own Metro policemen. So the information is coming from within your office. What is your response to that?
I'm extremely disappointed. We will be investigating that particular complaint, and we will bring the culprit to book internally and externally.
And what advice do you have for people using the roads, especially during this festive season?
My advice is for them to obey the rules. And if you are going to be having alcohol, do not drive. Contact the designated driver to drive you home or wherever.
And I can't say that enough. I mean, you can say that till you're blue in the face, but people are still going to drive drunk, and I don't know what the solution is.
Yeah, well, thank you, Terence. You can engage directly with Terence on Twitter at Terence Pillay, one R in Terence.